This week's parsha is Parshas Vayakel, chapter 35, pasuk number 1. The pasuk says, Vayakel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu assembled as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, the whole assembly of the Jewish people. Vayomer Aleihem, and he said to them, Ele Hadvarim, these are the things, Asher Tzivo Hashem, that Hashem commanded, Lasois oisam, to do them. Sheishes yomim teosem melocha, 6 days work should be done. Uvayoyim ashvi, and in the 7th day, Yelochem koidesh, will be to you holy. Shabbos shabbosoin lashem, a complete day of rest to Hashem. Kala hoisevoy melocha yumas, anybody who does any work should die. Loise varuesh, do not kindle a fire. Bechol moishoiseichem, in all your dwellings. Beyoim haShabbat, in the day of Shabbat. Rashi says that this commandment was given to the Jewish people the day after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain with the second tablets on Yom Kippur, and the day after Yom Kippur is when he assembled everybody and he gave them the commandment of keeping Shabbos and also the commandment of building the tabernacle. This Vayakel Moshe is called as Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole congregation of Jewish people, is the only time this term Vayakel is mentioned in the Torah. Therefore, we have to understand why specifically now, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, he saw it that's important to gather as Kol Adas the whole congregation of Jewish people. And the other question is that if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to gather them to give a mitzvah, why did he first pick the mitzvah of Shabbos? The last couple weeks, Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, we have the mitzvah of building a tabernacle, and even the beginning of Kisiso, we have a mitzvah of gathering the money. And only after all these mitzvahs of building a tabernacle and all the ingredients of the tabernacle, there on next week's parsha, on chapter 31, pasuk number 13, there we have the commandment, Va'ato daber b'nei Yisrael leimor, and you should speak to the Jewish people saying, Ach esab shoysai tishmoiru, that however, you should keep my Shabbos. In other words, you should build the tabernacle, but don't do it on Shabbos. Ki oisi beinu veinechem, because that is a sign between me and you, ledoroseichem, for all your generations, lodas, for you to know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, am Hashem that makes you holy. And right after this chapter, that's when we have the sin of the golden calf. Theoretically, if it's written chronological, build the Mishkan, and then Hashem gave us a commandment of Shabbat, and then we were interrupted because we did the golden calf, it's only right that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, he should give the laws the way that Hashem told them, that we should first get the mitzvah of the Mishkan, and after we get the mitzvah of the Mishkan, then Moshe Rabbeinu should tell us, like it's written there, but don't do it on Shabbat. And here Moshe Rabbeinu reverses this whole concept. As soon as he comes down from the mountain, he first talks about Shabbat, and only afterwards he talks about the concept of the Mishkan. So we have two questions. One, why was it so important that here, after we did the golden calf, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather us all together to hear what he's saying? And second, why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse the order, or why did he specifically pick Shabbos as the first mitzvah and did not say it the way Hashem told him, that it, the Mishkan was told first and then Shabbos? What did Moshe Rabbeinu see that it was required for him to change that order? Sefer Eretz Chemda and Sefer Emes LeYaakov bring down almost the same idea, but the Emes LeYaakov gives a little more detail. He explains that when the Jewish people did the golden calf was the exact opposite of Matan Torah. On Matan Torah, Rashi brings down on chapter 19, pasuk number 2, there it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohar, that the Jewish people encamped opposite the mountain. Vayichan is written in a singular term. It's not written Vayachanu Shom Yisrael, the Jewish people rested. It's written Yisrael as would be a single entity. So Rashi picks up on that. And Rashi says, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, like one person if one heart. We were completely united in order to get the Torah. When we received the Torah, we were in an extremely high level of Achdus. And in comparison, when we did the golden calf, then in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis brings down that the Jewish people did the golden calf. They didn't do one golden calf like we know. According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Jewish people did 12 golden calves. Each tribe did one golden calf. That is what the Gemara brings down the Bavli, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, on the Pasuk, Shmos, chapter 32, Pasuk number 8, where the Jewish people said, regarding the golden calf, Eile Elohecho Yisrael, this is your God Israel, Asher Helucho Meretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. The word Helucha is a plural word. It should have written Helcha without the Vav, but the Vav of Helucha makes it a plural word. So the Gemara says, She'ivu Elohois Arba. They desire to have many gods. According to Yerushalmi, each one of the tribes actually built one calf to connect in a different way, because each one had different ideas how to really make a connection to Hashem. That during the sin of the golden calf, people were very divisive. So in order to rectify and make sure that that sin does not happen again, Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather them all together and make sure they go back to the level of Ke'ish Echad and Lev Echad. They go back to the level of one heart and one people, like it was by Mount Sinai. That's why it says here, Vayakel Moshe, it's called Das Bnei Israel, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole congregation of Jewish people to make sure, in order to atone for the sin of the golden calf, that they are united. And it's very interesting that Sefer Avat Chaim asks a question, how come it's written here, Vayakel Moshe es kol Adas Bnei Israel, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole congregation, Adas Bnei Israel, could have written, Vayakel Moshe es kol Bnei Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the Jewish people. Why is it written the word Adas? So he explains that to gather all the people, that was done every time Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a commandment, he gathered the people. And could be it's emphasized here because of what the Emes LeYaakov brings down to show that through Achdus, that's a way to remove the sin of the golden calf. Through unity, that's the only way that we atone for the sin of the golden calf. But he explains that the word Adas is also the word Das. The word Ayin Dalet Sof, which means congregation, is also the word Da'at Dalet Ayin Sof, which means thought. That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to gather all the thoughts of the Jewish people, that they were not divided again, like the Yerushalmi says, that they built each one a separate calf for himself. Each tribe could not agree with the other, but here Moshe Rabbeinu not only was he able to connect them physically, but he was also connecting them with the mind. He was able to connect them to one idea that everyone should now serve Hashem, again, almost to the level as we had before Sinai. And that is the only way that we'll merit to have the Shechina come down in the Mishkan. The only way we're able to come to have Hashem rest among us is if we are united. And also the idea of being united, that is why in the Tower of Babel, all the way back in Bereshis, Hashem did not punish the people in Tower of Babel as harshly as he punished the people by the floods. The Mefarshim bring down there, the reason being because the Tower of Babel, they were united, even though united in sin, but nonetheless, since they are united, Hashem likes unity, and therefore Hashem does not punish as harshly when you're united than when you're separate. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, you want to have atonement and you want Hashem not to punish you, unite yourself, but unite yourself to Ela Advarim Asher Dibra Hashem. You should unite yourself to listen to the words that Hashem says. Don't unite yourself for other things. Unite yourself for what? To Ela Advarim Asher Dibra Hashem, to connect yourself to the words that Hashem does. So that could be the reason why Vayakel Moshe is written right after the scene of the golden calf. Rashi explains that the word Vayakel, hu lashon hipil, that means that not that he himself is gathering the people, because then would be written the word Vayikal Moshe, that Moshe gathered. Vayakel means that he told people and that caused to be gathered, not that he himself went to gather the people. The Mefarshim asks a question, what is Rashi trying to tell us? And what is the difference if he himself gathered the people or he caused to be gathered? The Pardes Yosef answers this with an argument in Parshas Bahaloscha. There on Bahaloscha, chapter 12, Pasuk number 3, it's written, Voish Moshe onov me'oit mikoilo adam asher apnei adama, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble person, more than any person that is in the world. There they ask a question, it's written by Shmuel 1, chapter 7, Pasuk number 16, which the Gemara brings down in Brachas, Dav Yud Amed Beis Uchuvaso Ramaso, and he would return to Rama, Kishom Beisoi, that there was his house. The Gemara brings down, what you mean Kishom Beisoi? He did not live there. So the Gemara explains that Bechol Mokom Shoyoilech Beisoi Imoi, that Shmuel was such a humble person that anywhere that you went, his house was with him. He did not use anybody else's property, and he was so humble that he didn't take any favors from anybody. Shmuel Anavi went around all of Israel during the year, and anywhere he went, he took his own tent and his own house, and he didn't charge anybody anything because of his humility. So that's a question, how come Shmuel went to the people, and how come Moshe Rabbeinu called the people to him? So the answer, that the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph brings down, that Melech Shemachal Al Kvoidoi Ein Kvoidoi Machal, a king that forgives his honor, he is not allowed to forgive his honor. A king is not allowed to degrade himself in front of people. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu had the law of a king, like the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kov Beis Amud Aleph brings down, Chomesh Smachos Oiso Elisheva Yeseira Abnois Yisrael, that Elisheva, the wife of Aharon, experienced 5 joys more than any other daughters of Israel. What experience? Yevama, her brother-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu, Melech, was a king. Isha, her husband, was Kohen Gadol, was a Kohen Gadol. Aharon was a Kohen Gadol. Bna, her son, Elazar, was the deputy Kohen. Ben Bna, her grandson, Moshuach Melchama, Pinchas was the anointed for the war. Vachia, her brother, was Nasi Shevet, that was the prince of the tribe. Nachshon was her brother, he was the prince of the tribe of Yehuda. So we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered king. One of the happiness that Elisheva had, that her brother-in-law was king. So since Moshe Rabbeinu was considered king, that Moshe Rabbeinu could not do the same thing that Shmuel did, that to go to the people, because a king is not allowed to forgo his honor. Shmuel Anavi was never considered a king, so therefore he could go to the people and go around the people. There's no problem because he could forgo his honor. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he could not forgo his honor. He had to have people call the rest of the Jewish people. He himself could not go and gather the people. He had to have people gather the other people. And that's why, if you take a look on Parshas Vayelech, Dvarim chapter 31, Vayelech Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself went and he spoke to the Jewish people. So the question is, how come there he went and he spoke to the Jewish people and didn't cause the people to come
close to him. If what I'm saying now is that when a person is a king, he's not allowed to go to the people, the people have to come to him, so how come there Moshe Rabbeinu went to the people? And the answer is, there it says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm 120 days today. So Gemara says that's the day that he is going to die. And we know that Ein Shilton Layama Maves, there is no ruler and the day of the death. In other words, when you die, you are not a ruler over anything. You are not considered king anymore because the day of your death, you don't control, you don't rule anything. And that's why when David HaMelech died in Melachim Aleph, chapter number 2, pasuk number 1, it says, Vayikrevu yed mei David lamus, that David's day of death came near. It's not written Vayikrevu, and it came near yemei Melech David, the days of King David to die. Why is he not considered king at that point? The answer is, because since he's going to die, when a person dies, he's not considered king. That while he's alive, he's Melech David, he's King David. But while he's deaf, he's not considered king. So too, since that is a day that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, then he's not considered king anymore. So now he could go to the people and go himself to the people and not cause the people coming to him. In other words, he could go by his own strength to the people and not cause the people coming to him through somebody else like kings do, that they order and people come. So we know when the Jewish people did the golden calf on Shemos, chapter 32, pasuk 6. There, after the Jewish people did the golden calf, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich reit, go descend, kishiches amcho, that your nation had corrupted. Rashi says, Leich reit, go down, means reit megdulascho, go down from your greatness, from your stature of greatness, that only gave you this stature of greatness only because of the Jewish people. Now that they have corrupted, then you are deposed, you are no more king, because the only statues that you received is only in the merit of the Jewish people. So it comes out that technically Moshe Rabbeinu now could start gathering the people himself, he could go. But once Hashem forgave them for the sin of the golden calf, we received the Luchas again on Yom Kippur. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, after Yom Kippur, Vayakel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made everybody know that now he achieved the status of king again, because Hashem forgave the Jewish people for the sin. So since Hashem forgave the Jewish people for the sin, then Moshe Rabbeinu again received the status of king. Once he received the status of king, then Vayakel Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu made gather. In other words, he did not gather himself, he made gather. Because he is king again, a king is not allowed to go, not to forgo his honor, he's not allowed to go around the people to forgo his honor. So that's why it's written, Vayakel Moshe, again, to show the Jewish people that Hashem forgave their sin. He wants to emphasize that Moshe Rabbeinu did not gather himself the people, he made gather the people. Because since the king is not allowed to forgo his honor, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu decided to show them that he is king again, and the only reason he is king again is because Hashem forgave their sins. The Baal HaTurim explains that the reason Vayakel is written next to Parshas Shabbos, to let you know that on Shabbos and Yontev, people should gather and darshan, give sermons and learn the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Yontev. And then he brings down something interesting. He says that the reason it's written the Parsha Shabbos next to last week's Parsha, which talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's face becoming radiant, to tell you that the radiance a person has during the week is not the same radiance a person gets on Shabbos. What really is the connection with the radiance? We could bring the Sfasemes, which Sfasemes brings it a little bit different. He says the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu wearing the mask last week, the end of the Parsha says, Veishiv Moshe as Masvel Ponov, that Moshe Rabbeinu would put back the mask on his face, Ad Boyol Adabar Itoy, until Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem, and right next to it is written that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered to tell you about Shabbos, to explain to you, says the Sfasemes, that in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back our radiance. Moshe Rabbeinu's strength and Moshe Rabbeinu's light expresses itself on Shabbos, and during the week we have a covering on that light, but Shabbos we get back the Torah like it was by Adam before the sin. We receive back on Shabbos the Torah without any mask on it, like it was by Adam Arishon before the sin. What is really meant by this idea that the Karnei Hor, the horns of light, which we know signifies the Torah and signifies the potential of the Jewish people, like the Sfasem explains, but really, what's the connection to the Karnei Hor? What is the connection of the radiance coming out of Moshe Rabbeinu to Shabbos? To explain that, we could go to the Rashi, that Rashi on chapter 34, Pasuk number 29, there Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain. It's written that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that the skin became radiant. So Rashi asks a question, "Umeichan zocha Moshe lekarnei ahoid?" How did Moshe Rabbeinu get the radiance? So Rashi answers, "Rabbi Seinu Amro min amare shenosan akosh bochi yodel ponav." Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cave, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, "Hareini noes kvedecha," which is on chapter 33, pasuk number 18. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, "Please show me your glory," and Hashem says, "I will give you a place in a cave. Shakoisi kapai alecho, I will shield you with my hand until I have passed." So that's what they bring down, that's where he received the karne ahod, that's where he received the horns of glory, of splendor, of hod. But still, we have to ask a question. It is a very interesting thing. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem different times. When he goes up to the mountain to receive the luchas, he does not ask Hashem, "Show me your glory." Only after the Jewish people do the golden calf, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu asks to show his glory. Why wouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu ask in advance? What prompted Moshe Rabbeinu, or what level did Moshe Rabbeinu achieve when he asked Hashem to show him his glory? So Mefarshim explained that the idea is, if you take a look right before Moshe Rabbeinu asks to show his glory, on chapter 33, pasuk number 4, there says, "Vayishma o'om es adobar razeh," the people heard this bad thing, "Vayisabalu," and they mourned, "Veloshosu ish edi olav," and nobody put his crown on him. Which crown are we talking about? The Gemara in Shabbos of Peches brings down that when Jewish people said Nase v'nishma, when they said the famous words, "We will do and we will hear," came down Shishim riboy malachim, 600,000 malachim came down, and each malach angel put down two crowns on the head of the Jew, one for the Nase and one for the Nishma, one for "We will do" and one for "We will hear." And it came after they did the golden calf, the Jewish people removed the crown. Then Hashem tells them on Pasuk number 5, "Vayom Hashem Moish," Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "and Moriel Bnei Israel," tell the Jewish people, "Atem Am Kshei Oirev," you are a stiff-necked people, "Rega Echad," 1 minute, "Ele Bekirbacha V'chlisicha," in one moment I'll go in you and I'll destroy you, "Ve'ato," and now, "Hoiret Edyecha Melecha," and now, "Remove your crown from you, ve'edo," then I will find out ma'asalach, what I will do to you. So Hashem is telling us to remove the crown. So the question is that we already voluntarily removed the crown. So why is Hashem telling us now to remove a crown? The Maskil LeDavid explains that the first crown was for Nase, for what we said we will do, that since we have corrupted our ways, we did something bad, then we transgressed Nase because we did the golden calf we ourselves. But Nishma, "We will hear," which signifies learning Torah, we thought that our commitment to learn Torah is still strong, that we are able to commit ourselves to do Torah even though we have transgressed in the action and actually did the golden calf. So Hashem tells them that don't think that you haven't maintained Nase, you'll be able to maintain Nishma. Nishma, without Nase, is nothing. One does not go without the other. You can't learn Torah, yet ignore mitzvahs. And you can't perform mitzvahs while ignoring studying of Torah. Therefore, Hashem told them, you don't deserve one of the crowns, then you don't deserve any crown. So if you took away one of your crown because you realize that you transgress what you said that you will do, that you'll perform the Torah, then you also transgress what you said you're going to learn the Torah, because one without the other does not work. You're required to have both. And Hashem is telling to the Jewish people, Ve'ato, and now, and the Medrash Rabbah brings down that every time it says the word Ve'ato, and now, Einoy El Loshon Tshuva, means that now it's time to do Tshuva. That Hashem is prompting the person to do Tshuva, because normally the Yetzer Hara works with doing everything tomorrow, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to do an action now. If you make a commitment to learn or anything else, you always try to push off for tomorrow. That's the way of the Yetzer Hara. Whenever you have to do mitzvahs, he tries to push off. So Ve'ato, every time you deal now, means repenting. So Hashem is telling you, the way to repent is for you to realize that you didn't transgress only on making mitzvahs, that you didn't transgress only the Nasa, you also transgress the Nishma, that you got to remove the crown also that will hear, that will learn Torah, because that's the only way that you'll be able to do Tshuva Shalem, you'll be able to do full repentance. You by yourself realize you did something wrong, your action was wrong, so therefore you took away the crown of Nasa that you will do. But now, which means now you have to do Tshuva for the crown of Nishma that we will hear. As a side note, this Maskel David is teaching you a very important lesson. We have a lot of times Jews that decide, you know, I perform mitzvahs, I don't have to learn. So the Maskel David is telling you, Hashem tells you that one without the other does not work. That you performing mitzvahs without learning about the mitzvahs, it does not work. You do not get the keser, the crown of making mitzvahs, if you do not actually go and learn about the mitzvahs. And on the other hand, we have academians, people that like to learn Torah, they enjoy learning, and they go actually to learn because they want to do the mitzvah of learning Torah, but yet when it comes to practice, they don't want to become Shomer Shabbos, they're not ready yet to take a step and become kosher, they just like to learn, and eventually one day they will become kosher. So the Maskel David is telling you that it's not enough for you to learn about the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs also, the crown of learning, without performing it, then Hashem will tell you to remove both. So this Maskel David is not only telling you about the golden calf, it's actually telling you what's important for you for all generations, that a person has to know that not only has he got to learn Torah, but he also has to perform. And not only he has to perform Torah, he has to make the mitzvahs, he also has to learn. One without the other does not work. Now going back to our topic, we see that the Jewish people started to make tshuva by they themselves mourning and removing one of the crowns, but they were mistaken. Hashem tells them to do tshuva and remove the other crown. So the Jewish people do that. So now they become Baal tshuvas. That power, that force, that's the koach that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go now ask Hashem for a higher level. We know that Mokom Shebal Tshuva Oimdim Tzadik Gemur Yemeno Yochon Lamed, a place where the Baal Tshuva is standing, a Tzadik cannot stand. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, since he is the one that caused the Jewish people to do Tshuva, because he's the one who broke the Luchas, and he's the one who rebuked them, and he's the one who moved the tent out of them in order for them to repent. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu achieved now a greater level, and he asks Hashem to show him his glory. And Hashem gives them the glory, according to certain Mefarshim. The glory are the crowns of the Jew that represented Nasa v'Nishma. Moshe Rabbeinu did not become corrupted from the sin of the golden calf. So Moshe Rabbeinu merited to have the crowns of glory or the crowns of splendor because of he still has the crowns of Nasa v'Nishma that we're going to do and we are going to hear. Everybody else lost the crown, but Moshe Rabbeinu still has the crown, and that is what brought him the Karne Hoyt, the lights of glory that it was. And that could be the reason why when the Jewish people looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they became scared, they were afraid to get near it, because they saw the light coming out, and that is the light that they lost. They felt bad what they had, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to cover up in order for them not to feel bad all the time. When they're learning Torah, they want to be connected to the light. Then Moshe Rabbeinu opened up the masveh, took out the mask, and then he learned with him. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was not learning, then Moshe Rabbeinu covered up the mask and kept the mask covered so they will not feel bad. And that could be pshat in the Marsha, which the Sif Sachaim brings down. He says that it was a bechinas madreges or shalom arishin kodim shenchoto, that the light that Moshe Rabbeinu had was in the level of Adam before the sin. And that is the same level that the Jewish people achieved when they became Naseh v'Nishma. They became like Adam HaRishon before the sin. So that is the level that Moshe Rabbeinu's splendor of skin came out, that you saw that. And the Marsha also brings down on Shabbos Dav Yud Omed Beis that Shabbos is a matzav from Adam HaRishon, is in the level of Adam HaRishon, koidem ahead before the sin, shekol oilam oyok Shabbos, that the whole world was like Shabbos. So Shabbos, if you really become connected spiritually, you are in the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin. So according to this Marsha, comes out that Shabbos were able to tap in to the light like Adam HaRishon before the sin. And that is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting, according to the Sfas Emes and according to Baal Turim. He was hinting that right now I have a masveh, I have a cover up, because we have sinned and I have to cover up, and you can't tap in to the level you had before. But since you're going to be Shabbos, and Shabbos you'll be able to tap into that level, if you'll be able to tap into that level, you won't have to be embarrassed anymore. I'll be able to shine my light of Shabbos on you, and you'll be able to have an atonement for the golden calf. Until now you have sinned, and since you have sinned, you won't be able to tap into this level. But if it comes Shabbos, Shabbos is Ein Olam Haba. It is like the level of Adam before the sin. That is the level the Jewish people achieved when they did Naseh v'Nishma. So on Shabbos, if you're behaving in a way that you are able to tap in on the light Agonus, on the hidden light that was from Moshe Rabbeinu, that was from Naseh v'Nishma, and we take our Shabbos and we perform mitzvahs in Shabbos and learn Torah on Shabbos, then we are able to tap into our Agonus and are able to receive back our crowns of Naseh v'Nishma. And that is atonement for the golden calf, because at the golden calf we lost the level of Naseh v'Nishma. That level of Naseh v'Nishma became the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. The light of Moshe Rabbeinu is the same light of Adam before the Chet, and that is exactly the same light that Shabbos brings. Like the Marsha brings down that in his treasure Hashem has Shabbos, since Shabbos was around before Adam. So Shabbos, you always step in to the light before the sin. So therefore, if you behave nicely, then we are able, through the Shabbos, to be mesaken the sin of the golden calf, and we are able to fix the Naseh v'Nishma that we lost. We are able to recreate and receive again the level of Naseh v'Nishma that we will do and will hear that we lost by our sins. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives from his light to us every Shabbos, if we are only willing to tap in. And that could be pshat. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches brings down, kol ha-meshamer Shabbos kilchos, anybody who keeps Shabbos properly, afile oyved avod zara kedor Enosh, even if he's an idol worshipper, like the generation of Enosh, mochlin loy, we forgive him. And that could be exactly pshat, what we mean by that. Since Shabbos is Ein Olam Haba, if we keep it properly, which means that we learn and do it properly, then we are able to tap into the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, then we are able to be forgiven, even for the sin of the golden calf, which is the same idea that making avoid the Zohar Kedor Enosh, like the generation of Enosh. That interpretation, we could say, why Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he received the mitzvah of Shabbos last, after the Mishkan, yet when it came to give the mitzvahs over, he decided to give Shabbos first, we could say that the idea is the following. In Parshas Beshalach, chapter 16, Pasuk number 20, that you will get man every day, and you are not allowed to leave the man from one day to the next, that you have to eat the man every day, you can't leave the man. You can't save the man for the next day. And the Pasuk says, Veloishamu el Moshe, they did not hear Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayosiru anoshim imenu, and people left over at Boker until morning, Vayorem toiloim, and it got wormy, Vayivash and its tongue, va'iktzav aleihem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered. Then on Pasuk number 22, there says, va'i bayom ha'shishi, and there was a sixth day, lok tu lechem mishne, they gathered double bread, and they came and they told Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, every day you got a certain portion that lasted you for two meals, and here came Friday, you received a double portion than you get every day. And everybody asked, what's happening? Why did we receive a double portion? So they came and told Moshe Rabbeinu to figure out what is going on. Pasuk number 23, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, hu asher diber Hashem, this is what Hashem said, Shabbos Shabbos on Kodesh Hashem, that it's going to be tomorrow Shabbos, that take today a double portion and get whatever you want to gather today and bake whatever you need for tomorrow, because tomorrow you will not find it in the fields. Tomorrow the man will not fall. Even though Hashem already told them before, even though Hashem already told them on chapter number 16, Pasuk number 4, there it says, Vayoi bayom ha'shishi, it'll be the 6 days, Vechino asher yoviu, they should prepare, Vayoi mishneh, and it'll be double the man, Tashir ketu yom yom, that you're going to collect every day. Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell the Jewish people that on Friday will be double until after the Jewish people came and told them, you know, we received double bread. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, 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 that's exactly what Hashem said. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did that, Moshe Rabbeinu caused the Jewish people to have a loss of faith. As a matter of fact, the Medrash Rabbe on chapter 25, number 10, he brings a little bit differently, that the description of the pasuk that says that those who left over for the next day, it became wormy and then it stunk, it's not the normal way that it happens. Normally, thing that gets bad starts stinking, and then because of the bad smell, the worms attract to it and the worms go to eat it. And here it became first wormy and then it stunk. So the Medrash explains that Hashem wanted the people who have lack of faith to be exposed. Hashem realized that if you would make it first stink, then as soon as it starts stinking, people would throw the leftover man, the one they save for the next day, they would throw it out. So Hashem wanted them to feel bad. So Hashem first made it become wormy and then stunk. Like that, even if you threw it out, you still will have to deal with the worms that were in your house. Moshe Rabbeinu, that night, he saw that there was a lot of worms everywhere. So Moshe Rabbeinu became upset at the Jewish people that they do not believe in Hashem, and they saved it for the next day, that Hashem told them clearly not to save it, and they saved it. And because he got angry, like the pasuk says, Vayiktzav aleihem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he forgot this halacha that on Friday they would get double the bread, and he had to wait until the people actually saw that. And once the people saw that, he told them. But that caused the Jewish people to have a lack of faith. And the Jewish people believed that Moshe Rabbeinu may be making it up as it goes along. Had he told them before that this is exactly what's going to happen, then we know it's the word of Hashem. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating exactly what Hashem said. But since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them originally, only told them as an afterthought, then Moshe Rabbeinu lacked the chance to sanctify Hashem by making the Jewish people believe in him. So therefore, when Hashem says, Adonom antem li lagdisheni, till when you are going to deny me, Hashem wasn't referring just to the Jewish people. Hashem was also referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu lacked faith because of Moshe Rabbeinu caused the Jewish people to lack faith by him not telling them in advance that on Friday they will get a double portion. According to this comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu made a small sin regarding Shabbos, that he caused people not to believe so much in Shabbos, that he did not tell them in advance about the man not falling on Shabbos, that Shabbos is so holy that even man doesn't fall on it, and because of that, Hashem will give him Friday in honor of Shabbos. But since he forgot, he caused a little bit lack of respect on Shabbos, that according to the Medrash Rabbe, he was even rebuked about it. And truly, we are sure that he did tshuva, but nonetheless, he did a misstep regarding Shabbos. According to this, we could answer that truly Moshe Rabbeinu received the laws of Mishkan, and then he received the laws of Shabbos. But since Moshe Rabbeinu was very sensitive about the laws of Shabbos, because when you make a mistake and you have a chance to amend it, then you are first going to do that mistake first right way, and then you'll do other things. In other words, when you commit a crime, when you insult somebody, you have a group of people, you insult somebody, and then you realize you insulted that somebody, and you ask for forgiveness, and you want to make amends, it's only normal that if you are confronted now with a situation like that, and you have another group of people, you will give them honor first to make amends for that insult that you made before. So Moshe Rabbeinu too, because he technically insulted Shabbos, and he kind of made the Jewish people think that Shabbos is kind of an afterthought, because he didn't give the laws completely in Shabbos like Hashem had given him, and he was rebuked by Hashem. So now to make amends, since Hashem gave him Shabbos and gave him the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu decided, I first gotta give honor to my mistake. I first have to speak what I did wrong, since I did wrong on Shabbos. So let me first give him the laws of Shabbos to make sure that I cover all the bases, that I cover the laws of Shabbos very well before I go to the next step, which is the making of the Mishkan. Step that I have to make sure that what I did wrong I rectify before I go to the next step. So therefore, he's first giving Shabbos, even though Shabbos was told to him second, but Shabbos became very important to him because that was one of the sins that he did, that he didn't sanctify Shabbos the way it was supposed to be, because it was an afterthought. So therefore here, he decides to tell the first thing about Shabbos. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should merit again to learn and to do. Like the Maskil David says, that one without the other does not work. And we should all keep Shabbos the proper way, that we should all receive Me'ein Olam Haba. And Shabbos is a beginning of tshuva, like the Pasuk brings down, V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho, that you should return into Hashem. And the word V'shavto, which means return, are the same letters as Shabbos. So we should keep Shabbos properly. We should merit the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. We should uncover the mask that is keeping us away from Hashem. And Moshiach Tzidkenu should come. Mesamigdash be rebuilt. V'imheru b'yomeinu. Amen.